Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the legend himself, Howard Eskin, is here. Hi, Howard.
Good morning.
Howard, I'm very excited that you have a major announcement. Take it away.
All right. Yesterday, while in the station, I met with our new program director, and I talked to Rod, and I have officially applied to be the new host of the morning show. And I have officially applied to follow you after parts of four decades in the afternoon. I hope to do parts of two decades in the morning.
Two decades, you'll be 90.
If you want to leave early, Angelo, it'll be okay. And I don't want the body to get cold. So I'm there for you.
Wow.
And I just want to be there for you.
Well, at least I know when I'm retiring.
Well, that was one of my reasons for doing it, Al, to hope to get you to retire as well.
Oh, my God. Howard, you have officially applied for the morning show at WIP. Well, wait a minute. Why didn't you apply when your son was running the station?
Because the son knows him too well.
Because we argued too much about the Sixers, so I couldn't get anything else in.
So the timing was great. I'm leaving. Your son left. Now the opening is there for you to come in and do mornings.
That's exactly correct. And I could do the Borgata on Friday.
Wow.
And on Saturday.
Right. You would still maintain your own hours as well?
I would try, but the thing is, and the other thing is, I wouldn't ask for a car service to go down there.
You would not?
Myself.
Wow. Howard, what can I say? I think the whole Delaware Valley is blown away by this sudden turn of events. It's exciting.
I know. And I'm there for you. I'm there right behind you.
That's great, Howard. And, I think a lot of people are pretty damn excited right now. Hearing you 20 years from now in your late 90s doing the show would be exciting.
90s, why were we stopping there?
All right, Howard, we got a lot of Eagle stuff to get to today. You saw, I'm sure by now, Marcus Hayes' report that Nick Sirianni read the riot act to the defensive team, the defensive coaches. What do you think? You think this will work at all?
Well, it sounds like it's a little overstated. You know, we love in the media I guess sometimes I do it too, to be a little dramatic. Was Nick Sirianni happy? How could you be happy? And really what it comes down to is the players. You've criticized Fletcher Cox, and he has not produced.
Yep.
The defensive line has not produced. The linebackers have not produced. And I don't know what the scheme is. I know that they changed some things, regardless of what the scheme is. Can anybody be happy? But I think you've got to address your anger with the players as well. But it's tough in today's world to address those things with players because you're worried about some of the guys shutting it down. Nick Sirianni's probably upset. He was probably very animated, and I don't know what happened when he got together with those guys. But when you look at the tape, you say, man, this sucks. So I can understand how he can be a little vocal, but I don't know. You know, okay, a coach calls. I know one of the friends of Jonathan Gannon, who he coached with before. And I'm not going to call him because he's got a game on Sunday. But I can understand, hey, coach was pissed, you know. But I don't know how much of that stuff they share. He was pissed. Does that mean he read him the riot act? I don't think you're just yelling at your coaches. I think you're expressing your anger, your disappointment on the way they're playing. But the players have to play better. Hey, listen, I want you guys to get those guys to play better. I don't care what you do. I want them to. I want you to get them to play better.
And right, Howard. Here's where you can help us. Howard, here's where you can really help us, though, because there's this picture coming out of a lot of chaos behind the scenes. A lot of people pointing fingers at one another. Yeah. In the course of the game, you were there Sunday, right? Is there chaos? Is there yelling on the sideline when things are going that bad defensively? What are you seeing?
No, I the one thing that, and I always try to watch for body language.
Yeah.
And they're under control. The coaches are under control. Nick Sirianni wasn't under control when he was pissed at the officials a couple of times. And he was really angry on the play call, which took away the touchdown. He was really angry, and the White players were angry. And he probably spent during a timeout, during a break, at least 45 seconds yelling at the official. They're not going to change at that point, and it's not something you can review. But as far as when the game goes on, is he happy or unhappy? I think you see more expression and emotion when they score, when he goes through his whatever you want to call the little thing he does with Jalen Hurts when they score a touchdown. But when things go wrong for the team, not the officials, they maintain their control. They do make you can't get crazy. And I want to address something else. And I don't know who said it. I was listening to the show this morning where Jonathan Gannon said he can't call a timeout. Well, he can tell Nick Sirianni in his headsets, hey, listen, I don't like the setup right now of their offense. I think we should take a timeout. But he can't call the timeout. The head coach has to call the timeout. But the head coach, I'll give you one thing that I did see, and it didn't go well. The fourth down and three, what was it, 2 games ago?
Yeah.
I saw Nick Sirianni running down the sidelines, and when you do that, he's trying to get to the official to call a timeout. And then he stopped. And then I talked to him afterwards. I said, Nick, it looked like you wanted to call a timeout. He says, I did, but the clock was running down. Well, that's the time you should call the timeout.
Yeah.
So that, I will say, that was a mistake. But I'm not ready to judge he or the coaching staff won 4 games. The Eagles are not good enough. 1-3 sucks. The way they've been 1-3 is not very good. And even in the win against Atlanta, they didn't roll over them. You look at the score and say, well, they blew them out. It was really 22-6
before
the other coach.
I got other stuff I got to ask you, all right? One of the reasons I wanted you on, you may not be able to tell us, but I'm positive you know what's going on with Lane Johnson. What can you tell us?
Nothing.
Seriously.
I can tell you. Here's
do
what
you
I can
know?
He I knows. Think I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty close of what's going on. But here's what – and Lane Johnson's a good guy.
Okay.
And if he was a jerk, you wouldn't care. He's really a good guy. And it is a personal matter. And I just want to let Lane Johnson – I want to let Lane Johnson explain to everybody when he eventually comes back, and hopefully he will, and I think he's the kind of guy that would. But I think it's unfair for me, and it's unfair for us to push the Eagles to say, well, they got to tell us. No, I mean, just let's get through it. It really is a personal matter, and I hope you accept it and people accept it. That I just don't want to. I just don't want to say now. Alshon Jeffrey was a jerk, so
right.
when
I
did gotcha. That,
I know
that
I
was
understand.
Easy.
But will he play Sunday? Is there any chance he plays Sunday?
I would say it's probably close to 100%. He does not. I
does
would say
not.
It's very, very, very unlikely.
I need one more thing. This guy is very, very good. Al, for many years, he was Vegas Vic.
Right,
Howard. Who's going to win Sunday?
Let me just tell you this: at the Borgata, and you better rush over to that sports book last night. There was a player that bet $825,000 on the Eagles plus 3.5.
No.
Yes.
$825,000 right here at the book?
Yes, at the sports book at the Borgata.
Oh, wow.
$825,000.
What does he know, Al?
That's why the line went down. He got it at 3.5. The line's now down to 3.
One.
And I like the Eagles not only with the three. I'd rather have you always rather have that extra half a point. I think the Eagles are going to win the game. They're a desperate team.
Wow.
Desperate teams just do everything they can and do things they may not do normally. And if they lose this game, it's not, the season's not over, but it's in real jeopardy of really having just a good, exciting season. So
I think they
win the game on Sunday, and Sam Darnold turns the ball over a couple of times.
Okay, Howard, listen. If you do take over the morning show,
all right,
it's very possible. I could see that the new guy would see the merits of doing that. You're going to have to patch up some of your problems with my callers. And Butch from Antioch is here right now. All right, now, Howard, please keep an open mind here, because he has prepared a song about running the ball. And if you could keep an open mind, I would like him to perform the song for you right now. And then you could tell me your reaction. Is that fair?
All right. That's fair.
Open mind? Open mind.
All right.
Butch, say hi to Howard.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Hey, Butch. Butch, don't you have better things to do?
All right. Stop it. Howard, you just said you would keep open mind for one frickin' minute.
Okay.
All right. Now, you have done a song about running the football. Is that right, Butch?
Yes, Andy.
Get right near the mic. People, you got to get close. Put it right here, look, like that. All right, like that. Yeah, there
yes,
you go.
Yes, Angelo.
All right. Now, what would you please sing your song for Howard Eskin?
Yes, I would. It's called Rum, Rum, Run the Ball, and it's done to the tune of Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
All right.
Here we go, Howard.
Gotcha.
Rum, run, run the ball, that's all I got to say. Because you didn't run the ball, you lost this past Sunday. Run, run, run the ball, the fans chant it all day. When Gainwell scored in a 7-yard run, it's the fans who called the play. Run, run, run the ball because your defense stinks. You better keep them off the field. It's easier than you think. Run, run, run the ball. I'm putting you on the spot because I think the coach and staff, they all are smoking pot.
All right, you don't have to scream. Go easy. Go easy. Howard, is there some wiggle room here? You starting to see the merits of Butch as a regular producer on your new morning show?
I will tell you.
Yeah.
I will continue to keep an open mind.
Thank you.
And I will sleep on it.
Thank you.
I might have to sleep on it for quite a while, but
that's
I will
okay.
sleep on it.
Bingo.
There was one other thing, Howard. Since you're going to be here tomorrow, Butch was wondering if he could swing by.
as long as he keeps on swinging. keeps on going by.
All right, Howard. Yeah, Howard, good luck. I hope you get the gig. I hope you get it, man. Thanks,
pal.
Hey,
good luck. Good luck, Angelo.
Thank you.
I look forward. Hey, listen, anytime you want to bail, just let me know.
If I need to go early, Howard's ready to jump in on that. Thank you, Howard. I appreciate that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.